Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Aoife Cook from the Housing for the Aged Action Group, and we are going to talk about the latest service that people have been waiting for. A lot of people have been waiting for in the past few years. Good day, Aoife.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks for your time.
Great.
So the Housing for the Aged Action Group had a seminar or a conference a few months back, and one of the recommendations was to host a service for people living in specific areas, specifically in retirement villages and those living in caravan parks and recreational parks. First of all, Aoife, how do we differentiate people who are living in retirement villages from people who are living in retirement homes?
Okay, so there's a lot of kind of legal technical differences, and I don't think that's very interesting for the listeners. So what I might do is just give a more simple approach. You have nursing homes that are for people who need care. Retirement living, in contrast to that, what we work with is people who live independently but wish to live in some kind of retirement living setup. So usually these areas, these places are independent living units, but they're clumped together in maybe a village. So you have a retirement village where you have different units and there may be shared services such as perhaps a common room, or there may be, you know, a communal garden. You then have what's called a residential park. A residential park is where the units or the homes are movable dwellings. Now, they may not be, you know, a home that you'd physically put on a truck and move in practice, but kind of legally speaking, they are. And very similarly, you have people, lots of units together, you may have communal facilities. And then what I think most people recognize as a caravan park is the other option, where people are living in caravans, but even long-term permanent residents. And there are some caravan parks that are specifically for older people, or maybe majority older people. The last option that we also work with is called a rental village. A rental village is very similar to some of the others, but there may be some services provided, such as, you know, maybe laundry or maybe meals. But, you know, the core issue is that people live independently. And really, for a lot of people, it's a lifestyle choice.
So living independently would mean that they are there, they care for themselves with maybe a partner or a friend living together, or by themselves, isn't it?
They're living by themselves or with a partner, but you know that a doctor would have to, if there was concerns about whether somebody was independent, it would really be a doctor saying that somebody isn't safe to live alone. You know, and at that point, somebody might be asked to move on into a nursing home or back to family, you know, whatever.
So these are people who are still physically, mentally and emotionally able to live by themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, people often choose it because they want to live with their peers, people of their own age, or perhaps they just want to give up responsibility of taking care of a house and a garden. Because what will often happen in these places is that you live in a smaller unit and somebody else takes care of your gardening, somebody else takes care of your maintenance.
More often in the previous years, a lot of problems arise because, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of people who run these places aren't appropriately trained to deal with people who are living in the retirement villages.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. Because of the nature of my job with Housing for the Aged Action Group, we meet a lot of people with problems. We don't meet the happy people. And so I'll just say that as a disclaimer, maybe. But certainly there is a lot of concerns that we have about the industry that's shared by other people in the housing sector. People who run retirement villages, caravan parks, residential parks, there's no obligation for them to have any training or any experience. The industry is a very financially beneficial one for operators in most circumstances. And a lot of the time, retirement villages are money-making projects. You know, and that's not always the case. But what this means is that often the competency needed to, you know, communicate with older people, or, you know, even just be efficient in your work and understand quality of life issues for residents, sometimes that competency isn't there. And the impacts of that can be a lot of the issues we deal with, a lot of the problems that we support residents with.
Recently, there is a new service that has been launched to specifically focus on these issues, isn't it? It's the Retirement Housing Advice Service. As a service, is this something that people, that you could help them in their homes specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have three people working on the Retirement Housing Advice Service, including myself. People come to us with a range of problems in their retirement housing, and we offer a few different things. We give information and advice. We do outreach where people have a difficult problem, where we'll go to your home and give you support. And we also offer advocacy services that may involve going to VCAT if needed or negotiating with, the operator of the retirement living.
Because more often than not, a lot of people who live in these villages as well aren't aware of their rights.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Sometimes people are aware of their rights, but actually implementing them is pretty difficult. A lot of what
and tiring, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely tiring and stressful. You know, when people are retired, they don't necessarily want to be up fighting for their rights. And, you know, we often meet people who've done a lot of that in their life, and they're at the time of their life where they just want to relax. Unfortunately, because of how retirement housing works, sometimes you're living in the same place as the managers of your home, of your village, and that adds a kind of a tension. You say, for example, you have a maintenance issue you want dealt with, your manager lives down the road, and you may feel really uncomfortable trying to stand up for yourself in that context.
Who can seek for your help? Victorians mainly?
Yeah, we are Victorian based. We support anyone living in retirement housing or people who are interested in perhaps moving into retirement housing. We support people on a low income and people who are financially disadvantaged in other ways. And we also support community workers or other workers that assist those people if workers would like to ring for advice as well.
So if someone who lives in a retirement home would have issues with management, can you act as a mediator?
Absolutely, yeah. We'd give advice on what different options we think the person has. It's always led by the client. The client decides what they want to do and how much, you know, what approach they want to take. But we'll support that as much as we can.
And you can help people who are deciding or thinking about or considering living in these types of housing look for suitable places.
We have a limited support to search for places. We can give some information, and where we're really useful is if somebody's looking at a contract and trying to figure out what useful information they need to kind of pull from that contract. You know, contracts are not easy. When people are moving home, the last thing they're thinking about is the complex issues in a contract. They're thinking about where they want to live.
And most of the time we just sign the dotted lines. Look, when does this expire? And then sign the dotted line,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And contracts in retirement living, they're not standard. Sometimes there's kind of unusual aspects to them. And so we can give advice there. We can give kind of legal information.
Or can you give advice if this place is suitable or not?
You know, what's suitable for one person mightn't be suitable for the next, so
you can assist
them. We can give information, yeah.
Nationwide, are there specific services in every state as well that could assist with the Retirement Housing Advice Service? Or is this something that's specific to Victoria?
Housing for the Aged Action Group doesn't have similar organisations in other states. We've been around for 30 years and we are a member-based organisation. So the organisation is fundamentally run by older people. We do campaigning and advocacy as well as service delivery. In the other states, there aren't organisations that have all that work happening together, but we are looking at that. One of my colleagues, Jeff Fiedler, is at the moment working on a project that involves going around the country and trying to get these services set up.
Because undeniably, it's a service that we do need now that we are facing an ageing population.
Yeah, definitely.
So something that's unique to Victoria and maybe would be replicated all around Australia soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the laws becoming stronger and protecting residents better. There's been a recent parliamentary inquiry where residents of retirement living you know, met with politicians, went to oral hearings, gave written submissions, and really spoke about all the problems in the sector. Our forum that you spoke about earlier came from that, and now this service is part of addressing some of those issues. But what we really want is stronger laws protecting residents, and one of those issues is training for managers and training for village operators.
So for anyone in Victoria, they can ring you and interpreters are available as well.
Yes.
And the number would be 0396547389.
Yeah, and that you can call that number between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on a work day, and either me or my colleagues will answer that.
Thanks very much, Aoife Cook, from the Retirement Housing Advice Service of the Housing for the Aged Action Group.
Thank you.